Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we turn to a super friend of the show, she is Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Oh, we are doing good. All right, Mary Kay, what's the latest on David Njoku? And you broke the story last night that it sounds like trade might still be on the table, but he came back to social media. So what's the lowdown on this?
Well, the way that it's been presented to me is that he would still welcome a trade. You know, he's kind of the third tight end here right now, kind of maybe tied for second, but second/third. Austin Hooper is obviously, the starter. So, it's not an animosity issue. It's not disgruntled. It's not unhappy. It's not a demand. I think it's just, hey, if there's anything out there, I wouldn't mind going somewhere where I can play and be a little bit more featured in an offense. So, yes, I know. I understand that you're saying that David said on social media that he actually didn't say that to me, and he didn't. And I didn't write it like that. I said a source told me that. So,
yeah.
So if you're, that's different, as you know.
Mary Kay, Jeff and I totally have your back on this whole thing. We're like, Mary Kay's not going with that story unless she has it, and David doesn't have to be the guy that says it to her. And so. We've totally had your back all morning.
And you didn't say it was. You said a source told you. So that's
right.
All you need to know.
Right. And you guys know how things, go out there in the in the social media world. So it gets a little rough out there at times. But the truth of the matter is the truth of the matter is that that if possible, David wouldn't mind a change of scenery. Now, having said that, there's not a huge, huge market out there for this right now. To this point, the Browns haven't wanted to trade him. They like him. So it's not a situation on either side where there's any kind of a dislike. It's not that. The Browns like him. He just wants to play some football. So I don't think they're really willing to trade him at this point, but I wouldn't completely rule it out if something is out there that ends up making sense. I mean, maybe between now and the trade deadline, a starting tight end goes down or something happens and the Browns can end up with, a pick or a player or something like that. Maybe they can get it done. But heading into this situation and heading into the trade deadline, I don't see that there are a lot of opportunities to actually make a really good deal.
Mary Kay, I think David's a pretty good receiving tight end. 2 years ago in his second year, he looked really good. And I like that about him. And because of what's happened the last 2 years, 10 catches combined and some injuries and everything else, I don't think they'd get anything for him that would be worth trading the guy for. So if I'm the Browns, I'm not looking to trade him unless some team absolutely thinks they must have David and could actually give the Browns, and not like a fifth or sixth round draft choice, but a guy who could come in and contribute on, I would say, the defensive side of the ball. Would you move him for anything other than that?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, he's – at the very least, a really good depth player. If one of their tight ends goes down, I mean, he's a good tight end. So you'd have to get quality for him in return to make this deal, because you're putting yourself potentially in a position of, down the stretch, not having a really good, tight end on your roster if you need him. So, yeah, I don't think they wouldn't give him away. The only way that Andrew Berry would make some kind of a deal like this is if some defensive player becomes available in a trade where they can package, something like that with David for a good defender. Maybe if it's going to help the Cleveland Browns, they'll do it. If it's not, if it's just going to be good for David and he'd like to go somewhere else, well, you know, that's not how it's going to happen. But if they can end up with somebody that can maybe shore up the linebacking core or, you know, get a safety or a cornerback out of the deal, if there's something like that, well, you know, I'll tell you right now, you guys know this, Andrew Berry will explore any trade or any opportunity to upgrade this roster.
All right, Mary Kay, ton of finger pointing going on after Sunday. Fair, unfair, where would you point the finger for Sunday?
You know what? I think that, truthfully, I really think that right now they have to take a serious look at how to help Baker Mayfield perform and function better. I mean, let's be honest about it. You start out that game with a pick six on your first pass of the game, and now you're suddenly coming from behind, and that is not his strength or his forte. So it just kind of went downhill from there. So I don't know that there needs to be finger pointing, but what there needs to be is a continuing effort to try to find a way to help Baker Mayfield function better in this offense and in this scheme so that they can continue to win games and try to get to the postseason.
Is the screaming justified, Mary Kay, about Baker and his play, or is it a byproduct? You know, the one thing everybody keeps forgetting, okay, they were terrible against Baltimore. They were terrible against Pittsburgh. And in between, they put up 30 or more points in four straight games.
Because the defense keeps taking the ball away, okay? If you don't have a defense doing that, chances are you're not putting up those points. Most of their points, probably this season, or many, many of their points, have come off of those takeaways. So they were living off of those. If you start not getting those, then you're going to be in trouble. Now, against the lesser teams that they're going to play, they should be able to get those takeaways. They should be able to punch the ball out and get some interceptions. Because right now, that's what Baker needs. He needs to start at the opponent's 45-yard line, and, you know, he needs to be spotted there right at this particular moment to play, you know, to get the ball into the end zone. Or that's what it's been to this point. So, you know, I think that he needs to step it up. I've been saying that for a couple of weeks. I think everybody can see it. You can't be throwing interceptions. You can't throw a pick six. You know, there just are some issues right now.
You know, Mary Kay, it's funny. We hear people, you know, say the defense is horrible, the defense is this, that. But, I mean, I saw Pittsburgh work with a short field a lot in that game. Did the defense come up with huge plays when they needed them? Maybe they could have come up with a little bit more. But I can't look at Sunday's game and go, "Well, that was all about the defense again. Here we go, plus 30 points." I don't know that score reflects what they were able to do, but yet there's still a lot of work to do on both sides of the ball. I don't know. How much do you look at the defense from Sunday? And, again, what's your evaluation of how they played against the Steelers?
Well, you know, we know that there are some issues on the defense, and they're working through those issues. And you know that they need to get some of their guys back healthy, and they need to get some continuity. Ronnie Harrison coming back, I think, will help. I think that will help upgrade the safety position. You know, some guys aren't coming back or might not come back, like Greedy. So they're just going to have to do the best they can in that regard. But I pin this one, you know, just more on the offense's inability to convert a third down. I mean, you know, or a fourth down. So, you know, those, you know, that's where you have to be money. You know, that's where you've got to be able to make your hay. And they're going to, again, they're going to look a lot better against some of the defenses that are coming up, and the sky's not going to be falling. And maybe people will stop scrutinizing Baker Mayfield so much when they start winning some games again. But some of these issues were there even when they were winning those games.
Read a story the other day, Mary Kay, that I found a lot of fun. It said, without question, they should sign Clay Matthews. And it was in Seattle, talking about the Seahawks. And I thought, okay, well, we're not alone. There are opportunities for reinforcements. Look at the safety position. There are a couple of guys out there. Eric Reed's still out there. Ha-ha Clinton Dix. I've asked you every week. Nothing's going to happen there, is it?
Well, you know, you don't want to say nothing's going to happen. I think they, you know, they want to see if Ronnie Harrison will be back this week. I think that's going to help them. I think they've just, you know, look, they're still 4-2. So it's not like they're 2-4 and they have to make some desperation moves. They're 4-2. They can bide their time a little bit. They're hitting the easier patch in their schedule right now. They've got a little bit of a stretch here where we were looking at it yesterday on our podcast. Over these next five games, they could go 4-1 if they continue to use the formula that they used when they were beating the lesser teams, which is running the ball like crazy, you know, and having your defense get a bunch of takeaways. If they can go with that formula, they can come out of this sitting pretty. So I don't think they need to go out and overhaul the roster and make a bunch of moves. I think they just need to kind of get some of their guys back and continue to try to get everybody better.
Mary Kay, you know, it's funny, you were looking at that schedule too, and it's not only that, the next five games, but there's six games left on the schedule against teams that have 0 or 1 win. And so yep. As crazy as it might seem, you know, you may not be able to get over the bar with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, but I mean,
you don't have to.
Schedule looks really favorable for this team down the stretch.
Yeah.
Yes, it really does. And, you know, I still think that they are on track to win 9 or 10 games this season, and I still think they have a really good chance of making the playoffs. So, I think that there's still plenty of reason for optimism. But after a loss like that, of course, you know, you are going to dig in. You know, when you lose to your two biggest division rivals right now in Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the fashion that you did lose those games – you know, you do have to question some things, and you do have to try to find some answers for what does that mean going forward. And, you know, I think it's fair to question some of the things we are all questioning.
All right, let me just throw one quick question at you just before we let you go. What do you think Kevin Stefanski learned about himself on Sunday?
Well, I think he learned that each week he's going to have to try – he's in coming up the learning curve and trying to call plays for this particular offense and this particular quarterback. And it's a work in progress, and he has to try. He's learning things each week about Baker and what he can and can't do. And in some ways, you know, you can scheme and work around those things. And sometimes it's not going to work the way that you want to. When you have a defense like Pittsburgh and they try to, you know, they pressure you on third down, or they take away the boots and the rollouts and things like that because of the 3-4 that they play, you know, you're going to have to try to do some things differently. He's got some challenges before him, and fortunately for him, those challenges will not be as great over the next how many ever weeks.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you. As always, we appreciate it. We look forward to reading your stuff for the rest of the week. And as always, Jeff and I have your back, just so you know that. Don't ever forget.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I need it.
You thanks, got Mary it. Kay. Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.